are back after a couple of days off, and man, talk about the hoopla you created. Because you went on an actual vacation.
I did. And I had this vacation booked.
I thought you were really sick.
For a while.
Looked in your room, couldn't see if anyone was in there. I was like, what's happening here?
I had to have known something was up when I knew I had this plan. And I knew I was going to leave the compound early. But, you know, they were like, hey, man, don't say anything. So I had no idea how you guys were going to handle that. As far as me leaving. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got all that.
Well, we let everyone know that, of course, Magic gave you AIDS.
Okay.
And we figured at some point that can cause some issues and that it finally happened.
This causes sleepiness to where you just miss an entire show. You don't hear anything. No, I did have a vacation planned. And we went with four of the people, so six of us. Everyone was celebrating anniversaries. Of course, our 30th anniversary was in April. My cousin's 10th anniversary was it's later on this year, but they picked this time to celebrate because of work. And then the other couple has an anniversary. I think they may be tomorrow, either today or tomorrow, and a couple birthdays and stuff. So six of us went out and went to Curacao, part of the ABC Islands down there near Venezuela. And it's so slow motion. It's so great. I've always thought that when you talk about vacations, it's about going and doing things. And you want to explore the city. And if you go to a historical city that has a lot of things, you know, you spend a couple of days going and you feel like you're tired. You're doing a lot. And I've leaned into those vacations where you do nothing and you chill and you just enjoy everything that's around you. And this was definitely one of those trips, man. We had such a chill time. So much so, Travis. And I'm almost done with book number one. Almost.
All right.
We only have a few chapters to go and we'll be done.
Dude, I'm proud of you.
That's how much chill time we had.
How many pages are we looking at here?
The book's about 330 or something like that. Enough to have a few chapters to go.
That's significant. That's good. That's good.
Knocked it out.
All right.
It's fun.
We'll have both of our book reports coming soon.
I think we can knock that out next week and then pick a new book to go to the next quarter. Let's do
this. Just in time.
The book bitches rubbing off on us. That sounds gross, but it's happening.
That's why you go somewhere.
Yeah, no, we went into town a couple of different times, a couple of different restaurants, but to walk around and check everything out.
Where else did you go?
It was, you know, once we got off the flight and we were making our way to the hotel, and it kind of looks like a lot of different places when you travel a ton and you'll go through the airport and you're going toward your destination. It's like, man, this. You kind of look around going, all right, we good here? And then all of a sudden it kind of opens up to the, okay. I don't know if that's every single city around an airport. Doesn't feel like it's always the best neighborhood that's built around an airport.
Yeah, usually they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. But we walked around, I guess it's the downtown area in Curacao. Okay. Because there was going to be a music festival there that evening. But we went there a little bit earlier in the afternoon just to kind of explore the shopping and walking around and just checking out the vibes of the city. So much so that we ran into this one brewery that was out there called Swingin' Old Lady.
This guy.
And I stopped.
Dude, a solo brewery tour?
And I had a beer at Swingin' Old Lady. Sent the picture to Matt because I would not have done that.
He did indeed.
If I had not worked on this show. All these years.
He's like, hold on.
You're reading books, drinking beer.
I'm turning into Matt.
It's so crazy.
No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
Wow. Oh, no. We're going to be doing college football Donnie before it's all over with.
Man, you just celebrated your 30th, too. Oh, well.
Is that where we kind of...
Right? Some point you got to differ.
Separate on those different roads. But it's the first time I've been out there, man. It's just beautiful scenery, man. I loved every aspect of it. We stayed at a really nice place that was catering to your every needs. The villa that we stayed in is actually a two-bedroom villa that us and one of the other couples shared. To where you had your pool, you can lounge there, but we went to the beach every day and just chilled, man.
Is it very Caribbean, I assume? It's gorgeous water and all that and the whole thing?
Blue water. I was told it was going to be the bluest water I've seen, and it just didn't quite live up to Turks. I don't think anyone will live up to that water in Turks. It was the bluest I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, you have to make sure you get into the ocean, to the sea. Purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka.
Did you have any blue carousel while you were there? Because it's from there. It's made there with the.
And you know what? The distillery was closed on the weekend, so we couldn't go to the.
That'd be kind of cool. Check
to the tour. We wanted to go and check that out, but man, it's a lot of places around there. You have to make sure that those places are open on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. It's like they take a chill effect big time. Like you see restaurants.
That's the Dutch.
You want to go? It's Tuesday to Saturday or something like that.
Probably they're closed making their Sunday wooden Monday. Shoes.
And just it feels like life around there is just always slow motion, man. That no one's in a rush to do anything. There was a lady walking around. She was speaking to everyone. She would just walk up and go, "Hello, hey, how you doing?" And just
would you?
I mean, I'm a happily married man, Ham. I mean, Norm. I am. Did Norm ask me that question?
Sure did.
Okay, thank you.
Why are you talking to Ham about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why I would talk to Ham. I just see him.
Ham would never. He would never encourage.
He would never do that. But no, it was. It's great, man. I will highly encourage. And I don't feel it's too terribly expensive out there.
Really?
No.
Like, how much is your beer?
I don't remember.
A dollar?
No, that's how he judges all locations. How much is the beer there?
Yeah. That helps me to get an idea of what
I feel
we're
like it was a nice pour I had was like $8, maybe.
Oh, that's normal. What do they call Dutch money?
We didn't even exchange.
Oh, you didn't
money.
Have to do
no.
that. Oh, okay.
No, they took the dollar bill.
They're used to us coming down there.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. We went to one particular event. My buddy looked this up, and it was dinner and storytelling. So as we hopped in the taxi to go to this place, it's about 25, 30 minutes from our hotel. And we're going through and we're fine. We're just talking, having a good time. And so we started in and as the closer we were getting, it was just like in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, you know? And then the neighborhood, you see a couple of, you know, stray dogs running around and it looked like, whoa, where are we? Okay. So as the taxi stopped, you know, the ladies were looking like, are we in the right place? And I was kind of even thinking the same thing because it was just someone's house. And so it's like, all right, let's get out and see if we are in the right spot. And we walk through, and then as we are approaching the house, going through the driveway, we passed the house, and they had a setup in the back of their house with about 6 or 7 different tables on this like makeshift basketball court. And you realize that you were in the right spot for the event that we were going to. So kind of assured the ladies that we were good and go out there. And that was probably for me the highlight of the whole trip, because he was telling his story about being from Curacao and wanting to be a professional baseball player but not working out, and then just kind of telling the story of how he got to where he was, and they make all the food in the yard that's at the house right there as far as the vegetables and all that. And he told the story as he was given just like a tasting menu and going through that with a wine pairing. Man, it was really cool. It was about, I would say, 15 of us there. And the entire event, because they want to keep it personal and make it personal, because they're, you know, just giving you how things were going about it, man. It was fantastic. It was something that I don't know if you can have that here, and they probably will. They probably do have things like that around here, but just that tasting menu of that local food and what they presented, man, it was so different. That experience felt like I was, okay, now I'm on this Caribbean island now, doing this experience, and that was the best part to me.
It's pretty awesome.
How different was it from the other locales? Because I've always seen Curacao as an option, and like you said, it's always a little bit cheaper than some of the really ritzy ones. But I know you do Mexico. I know you've done a couple of the other islands. How do you compare?
I think if you want a party, you're not going to Curacao. Like, you go to Cancun or Cabo or you know, Montego Bay or something like that. You know you're going to kick it. You're going to party. This is for just chilling. And even when you go into town, felt safe everywhere we went. We walked around a ton.
What's the wildlife jungle situation? What are the trees like? Is it like a cityscape type place, or is there kind of, you know, wilderness areas around?
I didn't see any wilderness areas. Although when we were at our hotel, you saw the massive iguanas just chilling and walking around.
Terrifying.
And you know, the birds would just kind of land right there on your table and say, "Hey, man, what you got? What's up?"
Hey,
you
bird.
So you just kind of shoo it away or whatever.
Any monkeys?
Didn't see any monkeys. Okay. No. But it was chill. The Dutch ladies?
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Okay.
Very nice. Everyone was very nice and accommodating for us out there.
They do well in South America with
that,
don't they?
They kind of do. kind of know what they're doing out there and the presentation that they put out there.
Where else did you go? Yeah, me wants to know.
Okay, I didn't know. I had to look over and see if his lips were moving or something. Nope, I didn't know. Yeah, so it was lovely.
You did the whole island, but not as blue as Turks and Caicos.
The water isn't as blue, but
I heard Turks is gorgeous and is the place to go.
I feel like that when you start talking about, and you always, well, not you don't always. There are some places where you go and say, "All right, this is one and done. I don't want to come back. I've done it. I'm fine." But that's not a place. We all just said, man, we've got to come back here and explore a little bit more because we were there Friday through Tuesday. So you don't want to do too much to where you feel like you're tired when you get back. But you want to do enough to make sure that you get a taste of the city and what they have to offer and just kind of get around amongst the people and all that. So we did that. And we were probably in a ton of the touristy spots.
Well, I would imagine.
That's fine with me.
You are a tourist.
I think now I don't feel the need to go out and explore just how those places really actually work. Maybe when I was younger, now I feel fine with just chilling. And we did that a lot. It was great.
Did it feel very Dutchy? Because the pictures look like it's how, you know, with the pastel colored houses.
Oh my gosh.
Dutch.
Yeah, when you go downtown and you walk around, just all the colors, different colors is because they have one bridge Dutch that goes thing. Really high that you have to cross over to get to, I guess, the resort hotel area. Hmm. And once you do that and you get it that high up in there and you see all of the different color buildings around, it's really cool looking. Very different.
Did you run into Jerks and Profar while you're down there?
I did not.
Okay. I imagine that's where he's serving his suspension.
I was looking for him. You
Could
think
be.
So? You think he was just maybe, you know, working at one of the restaurants out there, just trying to make ends meet?
I didn't Bussing know. Tables.
That is way, I mean, that's essentially Venezuela. Like you, I didn't realize it was so close to Venezuela.
That's the closest I've been to South America as far as travel goes.
How long did it take you to get down there?
We had to connect, going to it, we connected in Charlotte, and then Charlotte to Curacao, and then on the way back we had to connect in Miami.
Where else did you go?
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I just asked two questions at once.
I know you did. It was about 3.5-4 hours from Charlotte to Curacao, and then it was about 3:15 from Curacao to Miami.
Okay, I didn't realize you could get down to that part of South America that fast.
Step on the gas, man.
Yes, so
step on the gas.
That's what planes do.
Yes, they do.